This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It should have been a great day, a great week, in which the members of the Republican Party and of the Democratic Party and the administration and the Senate and the House of Representatives all got together and did something about the crisis on the U.S. southern border. But that didn't happen. What happened was what Juan Williams calls a cynical sabotage of immigration reform. Juan Williams, of course, is a columnist for The Hill, where he writes importantly and regularly. He is also a contributor to Fox News, of course, and a leading commentator from the center, I think you could say, on what goes on in American life. Juan, your most recent column is about the sabotage of immigration reform, and is more reaction to that disappointing situation. And President Trump writes about it. And in fact, maybe we can make this the president's tweet, because it's close enough to being a tweet. It's with Truth Social of the day.
From the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
And the tweet from President Trump, full of capitalizations and exclamation points, of course. Three exclamation points at the end. A border bill, he writes, is not necessary to stop the millions of people, many from jails and mental institutions located all over the world, that are pouring into our country. It is an invasion, capital letters, the likes of which no country has ever had to endure. It is not sustainable or affordable, and will, under crooked Joe Biden, only get worse. I had the safest and most secure border in U.S. history. I didn't need a bill, and bill in quotes. They are using this horrific Senate bill as a way of being able to put the border disaster onto the shoulders of the Republicans. The Democrats broke the border. They should fix it. No legislation is needed. It's already there. And what makes this so difficult is the idea that the overwhelming number of Republicans and Democrats have acknowledged that the border bill that they put together would improve security at the border. That it would deal with some of the most acute problems that we have on the border, including problems about the conflict between Texas and the United States government. I mean, honest to goodness, this is one of those things where, and you can see it very much in President Trump's statement. Also, a statement made by Kevin Cramer, who is a senator from South Dakota, North Dakota, and Senator Cramer said a border deal that actually reduced the flow of illegal immigration, that would be good for Biden politically. Okay. So does this mean that if you could actually do something that deals with this problem more effectively, you don't want to do it because it would help Joe Biden? I mean, it helps Joe Biden when the market does well. It helps Joe Biden when the economy booms. The market up again today, 224 points. It's now well over 38,000 Dow Jones, Standard & Poor's 500 up almost 37 points. Things going well. So what, you want to root for the market to go poorly? You want to root for more illegals to come streaming into the United States because that would hurt Joe Biden? Is that the context in which we want our elected representatives to behave? By the way, on this, Senator Langford, who was actually censured, there's a bill to censure him in Oklahoma, his home state. And the idea that State Senator Dusty Devers wants to punish Langford. Langford on Sunday took to the political news shows to defend his work on the negotiations. But he wasn't asked about this resolution to condemn and censure him. We have Senator Langford speaking over the weekend.
Why give him this in an election year, the cover of this deal that, you know, critics say is still going to let a lot of people in, but he gets to take a victory lap that he's gotten something done?
Yeah, well, it's definitely not going to let a bunch of people in. It's focused on actually turning people around on it. It is interesting. Republicans 4 months ago would not give funding for Ukraine, for Israel, and for our southern border because we demanded changes in policy. So we actually locked arms together and said, we're not going to give you money for this. We want a change in law. And now it's interesting, a few months later, when we're finally getting to the end, they're like, oh, just kidding. I actually don't want a change in law because it's a presidential election year. We all have an oath to the Constitution, and we have a commitment to say we're going to do whatever we can to be able to secure the border. Just as a quick, for instance, the last 4 months, we've had 50 people cross our border on the terror watch list. We've had tens of thousands of people that were declared by this administration a national security risk that came across our border and were released. It is our constitutional obligation to be able to secure our country as fast as we can secure our country. This puts in mandatory pieces that haven't been there in the past to make this administration actually enforce the law. I would tell you that I don't know of anyone that believes that if President Trump was elected, well, he was president right now, this border would not have this problem. So the thought that somehow President Biden can suddenly be the pro-national security president in the final months of this is not...
Okay, that's James Langford, the Republican senator from Oklahoma, and speaking so persuasively and so clearly and so forcefully. I mean, a few months ago, as he points out, this was on Fox News Sunday, as he points out that we wanted a law, and he said, finally, we're getting to the end, and they're like, oh, just kidding. I actually don't want to change in law because of a presidential election next year. Putting politics and votes and partisan self-interest ahead of the national welfare, it seems to me, doesn't help the country, clearly, and doesn't help the Republican Party. Meanwhile, what could be done to save this situation? Because this also prevents getting emergency assistance to Ukraine and giving the kind of assistance to Israel that would actually make it more possible to maybe get back the hostages, or those hostages who have survived so far. We'll be talking about that with Juan Williams of Fox News coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
It's the Michael MedVed Show.
It's a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to explode.
The Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Juan Williams is a best-selling author. He is an indispensable contributor to Fox News. And he is a columnist regularly for The Hill magazine. And Juan, great to have you on the show. I particularly appreciated your most recent column about the cynical sabotage of immigration reform. What actually is the complaint that people use, other than the naked excuse that it would be politically more damaging to Biden to have the border unsealed, to have the border completely out of control? That hurts Biden. So this particular bill, doesn't everybody agree that it would improve the situation at the southern border?
Yes. I mean, this is like so deeply cynical that on the one hand, they say, yeah, this is an improvement. This is what we've been calling for. But on the other hand, they say it would help Biden. And it's not even them doing the talking, Michael. It's Donald Trump. They're saying that the Trump campaign is very explicit in saying, don't help my opponent in the political race. And that's what you'd be doing by solving a crisis for the nation in terms of what conservatives and others have been saying is taking place on the border. I mean, this is so crazy. Even the Wall Street Journal editorial page, you know, kind of the official stamp of conservative thought, has said that Biden, you know, is going to be able to say now that Republicans want border chaos as an election issue instead of actually solving the problem, and that the Republicans are abandoning the best chance in years, here I'm quoting, to fix the asylum law and the parole loophole that they say Biden has exploited. So this would put Biden on the spot and say, we've given you the law, we've improved the law, it's bipartisan, it's not just Republicans, it's Republicans and Democrats, and so let's solve it. And they say, no, Donald Trump says we shouldn't solve it.
Do you know if Nikki Haley has been clear or strong on this issue? I assume she supports the compromise. And because
I think she does, but I say that with some hesitancy because she has not explicitly said so. Instead, she puts it off. She plays games and says, well, Biden could have done more. Biden should have done more. But she clearly does not say this is bad or that she opposes it. So that's why I hesitated.
Yeah, but okay, what is the possibility? I mean, I know when it came to avoiding a government shutdown, Mike Johnson, and I think he deserves credit for this and praise for this, the Speaker of the House ended up working with more Democrats than his fellow Republicans to keep the government operating. Couldn't Mike Johnson and Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, couldn't they all get together on something like that to allow these changes to go forward?
I think that's right. And so what we have seen is that Mitch McConnell is a big booster of this. In fact, last week when he had his caucus together, he said the political temperature has changed, and he said Donald Trump's people don't want this because of the political impact, potential political impact. Take the issue away as something they used to beat up Biden. The thought was that maybe he leaked this and said this intentionally to put pressure on his fellow Republicans who are simply enthralled to Donald Trump. But McConnell is a supporter of this bill. And you know, James Lankford, the senator from Oklahoma, has taken the lead on this. But there is still the thought, even as I'm talking to you today, Michael, that there's a majority of Republicans, sufficient in number, who could vote with the Democrats in the Senate to pass this bill. The only outlier in the dynamic that you described would be the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. And Johnson has been calling for just this bill. So how hypocritical and crazy is it that he now is saying, oh, but if it comes to the House, it'll be dead? It'll only be dead if he allows the Freedom Caucus, the far right, to call the shots. But he could instead say, I'm going to work with people in the middle of the road who want immigration reform, and I'm going to work with the Democrats, as I did on the funding bill, to make something happen. And he could just call their bluff. I think he could. He could call their bluff.
And the one thing that is most clear about this is, and no one claims that this is a panacea, that everything's going to be fixed, that now we're going to have a totally sealed and secure border. No one is claiming anything like that. But everyone agrees that the flow of unauthorized immigrants would be reduced. And no one, there's no way that any of the changes they're contemplating in this bill would actually increase the flow of unauthorized immigrants.
In fact, last week, this prompted Biden to say he would shut down the border, absolutely shut it down, if he saw that there, that given the powers he has in the law, if there was an excess of people illegally crossing, then he could absolutely shut it down if he had this law in hand.
Okay. And this also connects, doesn't it? Because the Republicans are preventing buying any ammunition for the Ukrainians who are fighting for the life of their country and fighting for the interests of the United States, and also to provide the aid that Israel very much needs at a time of national crisis.
I was about to add, you know, how can you ignore Israel in this moment of need and crisis? I don't know. I mean, obviously, Ukraine, what a signal that is to the Russians, to the Chinese, to everybody else who wants to, you know, it's a signal to the Iranians, right? I don't understand it.
And again, it's the majority of Republicans favor aid to Ukraine. And again, there are substantial number, people are very outspoken against it. But the idea that that's going to be blocked for political considerations when it's clear that a majority, overwhelming majority of Democrats and a substantial majority of Republicans understand this aid as important and essential. Meanwhile, one of the things that's important and essential, and you wrote about it, and here I think you're going to have a lot of people who may disagree with you, including me. You're talking about looking forward to one debate in particular that is already scheduled. And it's not a debate between Trump and Nikki Haley. It's a debate between Nikki Haley and Kamala Harris. How would that work out, and what would be so positive about that development? We will get to that and more with Juan Williams. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number.
Your daily dose of debate.
Give me more.
The Michael Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. The deaths of three American troops in a drone attack Sunday has pulled the U.S. deeper into the Middle East conflict in Gaza. National Security Council's John Kirby on CNN.
We don't want a wider war with Iran. We don't want a wider war in the region. But we got to do what we have to do.
President Biden said in a banquet hall of a Baptist church in South Carolina hours after the attack, "We shall respond." House Republicans are actively advancing their endeavors to impeach U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas. The House Homeland Security Committee is slated to meet on Tuesday. The gold medals awarded to the Russian figure skating team at the 2022 Beijing Olympics will be revoked. The Court of Arbitration for Sport rendered a decision to disqualify Russian skater Kamila Valieva from the 2022 Olympics due to a doping violation. The U.S. figure skating team, which finished second, will now be declared the champions. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, joined by my friend Juan Williams of Fox News. And yesterday, and we were just speaking about this before we get on to the idea of the great Haley-Harris debate, Kamala versus Nikki. We'll talk about that. Nikki Haley was on Meet the Press yesterday, and she was asked about the immigration bill that President Trump is basically killing because he feels strongly that he doesn't want any credit to be going to Joe Biden. That's about as clear and explicit as he could be on that. Here's the comments of Nikki Haley.
President, if you were in the White House right now, and I know that you are saying Republicans should get a deal, but you're also saying you don't see everything in it you want, would you sign this bill? Would you sign this into law?
Well, I haven't seen the details of the bill, so I can't comment on whether I would sign it. What I can tell you is I've seen things that are not in it that should be in it. And let's keep in mind, I appreciate that President Biden saying he wants to be humane in this process. But look, I dealt with the border when I was in the United Nations. While President Trump was dealing with it in D.C., I was on the ground in Honduras and Guatemala. What those people go through in that trek to America is horrific, and it's dangerous, and it's unsafe. We need to make sure they never even think there's an opening for them. They shouldn't even make that trek in the first place. And what's happened is they see all their family members coming over. They see all their friends coming over. President Biden gave 500,000 Venezuelans temporary protective status, which is social security numbers and driver's licenses. The first thing they do, I saw this at the UN, they pick up the phone and call their relatives and say, come on over. We need to stop what's happening.
But Ambassador, when you
we
hear,
need to get this done.
When you hear President Biden say he's prepared to shut down the border, what say you about that? You agree with that assessment?
I say to President Biden, prove it. get into a room and get this done and prove it, because the American people are waiting. I put this on Republicans and Democrats. I'm not picking favorites in this. I'm telling you, they have all not done a good job from the very beginning, and it is time that we get this country safe again.
Any reaction, Juan Williams?
Well, I this is what I said to you earlier. She's kind of trying to play at the edges, but I think it's pretty clear. She's saying she likes the bill. She wishes there was more in it. I guess that's to somehow appease the far right. Okay, she wishes there was more in it, but she's saying get it done. I think that there I'm quoting exactly what we just heard from Nikki Haley on Meet the Press. Get it done. And she's blaming both Republicans and Democrats and saying get it done. Well, let's get it done.
Well, speaking of getting it done, you write about in your column about a potential debate between Nikki Haley and Kamala Harris. This is assuming that Kamala Harris is going to be renominated for vice president and that President Trump would take Nikki Haley on his ticket as his running mate. First of all, do you think she would accept a position as running mate with Donald Trump?
I think so. You know, she said that she's going to support the Republican nominee even if it is Donald Trump and even if he was convicted. So, I mean, if that's the case, why wouldn't she accept a VP nomination? And from the Trump
Mike
perspective,
Pence?
Michael, I think he wants a woman. You know, people are talking about Tim Scott as a black man. But no, I think he knows that given the abortion issue, given his trouble with women, most recently with E. Jean Carroll and that big suit where he was found liable for sexual assault, I think he wants a woman. And, boy, compare her to Carrie Lake or Kristi Noem or Elise Stefanik. What we've seen from Nikki Haley in debates is she can tear the hide off of somebody pretty effectively. So I think he'd be interested. And she'd be
And do you believe it is simply a done deal that Kamala Harris is going to be? A number of people on the Democratic side have raised the idea of a potentially more effective running mate for President Biden.
Absolutely they have, and I think that continues. Well, that's more than a backroom murmur. She just has not had a great time serving as vice president. I have lots of thoughts about why the press is so negative about her, but there's just no doubt the press on her has been bad. So, okay, might Biden get rid of her? No. Why? Because imagine the chaos that would break out in the Democratic ranks if suddenly you had everyone competing to replace her, and secondly, that she's a black woman, and black women are an important part of the Democratic Party base. What if those people said, oh, why are you throwing her out the door? You know, why is she to blame for all the negativity? So I think, also, I just got to tell you, as someone who has seen Biden around Washington for a long time, Biden has a very tight circle of people around him. He doesn't kick people out. He's all about loyalty. And my sense is he feels loyal to Kamala Harris.
Yeah, and by the way, do you think he feels loyal to Alejandro Mayorkas?
is it true, Michael, that not one cabinet, I guess, yeah, the labor secretary from Boston left, but that's it.
Yeah. Oh, no, quite a contrast with the Trump administration.
Oh, yeah.
But do you think that that's a brilliant political move on the part of the Republicans to pursue the impeachment of Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas?
No. You know, even conservative lawyers have said, what's the basis for this? Policy differences? That's not an impeachable offense. So what you're doing is you're just saying, you know what, we're trying to embarrass, harass Democrats. Oh, well, that's just cheap politics, and it would essentially break down government if every time someone in the Congress had a policy disagreement with a cabinet member, they resorted to impeachment. Talk about extreme like paralysis of government.
Well, again, it's one of those things where, I'll bet that there are people, even when you look at this, the two attempts to impeach President Trump gave him two victories. The whole desire to come back to impeachment as a tool, we went for some 200 years as a republic with only one serious attempt at impeaching a president, Andrew Johnson. And then all of a sudden you have Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton and President Trump twice, and now it seems to be everybody that you dislike, the impeachment tool is used. And the point about Mayorkas is you still need, right, a two-thirds majority in the Senate to actually get somebody out of his position. And I don't know that many Democrats are going to be joining with Jim Jordan and others in this new impeachment attempt. Juan Williams, his columns are linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. Nikki Haley have got a great deal of exposure on Meet the Press and elsewhere. And she said some notable things that she hasn't said before. And also specifically responded to some of President Trump's continued insistence that she's not eligible to run for president because her parents had not become naturalized citizens until after she was born. Is this a a major blow against her? It's an indication Trump is worried, maybe. We will be right back with that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Receive 50% off by becoming a MedHead member.
Michael, I'm an enthusiastic fan of yours. I'm a MedHead.
Join now at michaelmedved.com. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, till one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Want me to discuss with you, you have to calm down first.
This
are you calm?
Is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, bill for President Trump on the E. Jean Carroll case, $83.3 million. The New York Times has a piece that explains that Trump will be able to wait to pay the full $83.3 million until all the appeals are exhausted. And meanwhile, Donald Trump is the rare defendant who could actually afford a judgment of this size. He could secure a bond to cover it while his appeals play out. Mr. Trump can try to secure a bond, which will save him from having to pay the full amount up front. A bond might require him, however, to pay a deposit and offer collateral, and would come with interest and fees. It would also require Mr. Trump to find a financial institution willing to lend him a large sum of money at a time when he is in significant legal jeopardy. You don't think that President Trump would have some very aggressive fundraising. Speaking of the fundraising, Nikki Haley has announced that she plans a $4 million ad buy to boost her bid in South Carolina, where right now she's running 30 points behind Trump. She's not close, but she's campaigning there aggressively. Meanwhile, there is also her ability to make the case and to do a little bit more of what Peggy Noonan urged in her column over the weekend. Her column is entitled "Nikki Haley Should Go for Broke," and she suggested that Nikki Haley actually talked about being not only in a potential competition with Joe Biden, but being in a present competition, current competition, with Donald J. Trump for that Republican nomination. She spoke some of the cost to her family and herself on Meet the Press. This is clip 16.
I was not home, but Michael and I take care of my parents.
They are 87 and 90, and we take care of them, and they were at home and with their caregiver. And so I will tell you that the last thing you want is to see multiple law enforcement officials with guns drawn pointing at my parents and thinking that something happened. It is a it is an awful situation. It put the law enforcement officers in danger. It put my family in danger. And, you know, it was not a safe situation. And that goes to show the chaos that's surrounding our country right now and the fact that these things are happening. And so, look, I'm not the only one that's happened to. It wasn't the first time. I think we've had it happen twice. But I will tell you this, that I think that what's really important is we have lived in a country of chaos for quite a while now. It is time that we remember what normal felt like. It is time that we remember what healing feels like. It is time that we remember what it's like not to have division, not to have hate.
Ambassador,
we are Americans, and we need to remember how blessed we are.
That, of course, is a very powerful point. She was talking there about the practice of swatting, and she's been victimized by that twice. Swatting is the practice of making a prank call to emergency services, police officers, in an attempt to bring about the dispatch of a large number of armed police officers to a particular address. And it was done by people who wanted to have some kind of strike against her, presumably because of some political disagreement. How sad that is. And Nikki Haley also on Meet the Press talked about her big focus and priority in this campaign. This is clip five.
Better than I did in New Hampshire. So this is a building situation. It's not about which state you get and which state you don't.
Do you need to actually win?
I think I
hear you saying you need to do better, but don't you need to win your home state to show that you can win a state, win your home state, and really put some delegates on the map for yourself?
Well, we've got 17 delegates. He's got 32. I'd say that's pretty good to start. What I do think I need to do is I need to show that I'm building momentum. I need to show that I'm stronger in South Carolina than New Hampshire. Does that have to be a win? I don't think that necessarily has to be a win, but it certainly has to be better than what I did in New Hampshire, and it certainly has to be close. And so that's what we're focusing on. If we win, great. If not, we've got to show that we're continuing to narrow that margin along the way.
So I hear
to give people in Super Tuesday states a reason to know that they can continue to see and have us fight on.
She then actually stepped into one of President Trump's legal controversies. And by the way, by the 31st of January, in other words, this Wednesday, we're supposed to have a verdict about the amount that President Trump is going to have to pay, and he is going to have to pay, to the state of New York with his fraud prosecution. They're asking for, the prosecutors, $370 million. There is a widespread belief that it could be more than that. Same way they were asking for $10 million. Maybe could have come to $20 million in the E. Jean Carroll case, but he ended up being assessed in punitive and compensatory damages, $83.3 million. Here is clip 10, Nikki Haley, on that verdict.
The jury has now ruled. They have found him liable of sexual abuse. Do you not trust the jury and their findings, Ambassador?
I absolutely trust the jury, and I think that they made their decision based on the evidence. I just don't think that should take him off the ballot. I think the American people will take him off the ballot. I think that's the best way to go forward, is not let him play the victim, let him play the loser. That's what we want him to do at the end of the day.
And then she added this about Trump's new neo-birther attacks on Nikki Haley, despite the fact that she was clearly born in Bamberg, South Carolina. Listen, clip 17.
I'm curious, just big picture, what do you make of him bringing back this birther playbook against you? Do you think it will work in South Carolina and win over voters there?
I mean, honestly, Kristen, I laugh every time I see one of his tweets, every time I see him throw a temper tantrum, because I know Donald Trump very well. When he feels insecure, he starts to rail. He starts to rant. He starts to flail his arms, and he starts to get upset. When he feels threatened, he starts to throw all kinds of things out there. I would always tell him he was his own worst enemy. He's proving that right now. He proved it in the fact that he continues to be chaotic. Those things don't hurt my feelings. This is not personal for me. What is personal for me is getting America back on track.
And getting America back on track, as she says, getting back to in what she said, we've lived in a country of chaos for quite a while. Now it's time that we remember what normal felt like. It's time that we remember what healing feels like. It's time we remember what it's like not to have division and not to have hate. That would be a nice place to lead the country, would it not? We will be speaking to one of the leading authorities on national defense, a former Secretary of Defense, former Secretary of the Army, talking about the drone attack, the problems with military recruitment, and more. We'll be joined by Dr. Mark Esper. And we'll also be talking about this incredible scandal of the profound corruption at the United Nations, where the revelation now is, no, it wasn't just a few people who were involved with UNRWA, the United Nations Welfare and Relief Agency. It was the entire agency that was riddled by pro-Hamas sentiment, with all kinds of documentation now on more than 12, it actually ends up being hundreds of United Nations staff members who participated in the murderous attacks on Israel in October 7th. We'll get to that and more, and also an explanation by President Trump of why the stock market just again had a very good day and has been going up in general, up today by more than 200 points, 224 points on the Dow, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.